The World Health Organization has extended its SARS-related travel warning to Taipei, the capital of Taiwan, the Chinese city of Tianjin, and the province of Inner Mongolia. The latest figures show there have been nearly 500 SARS-related deaths around the world, the vast majority of them in China. Taipei, Tianjin, and Inner Mongolia now join Hong Kong, Beijing, and the provinces of Guangdong and Shaanxi in mainland China as no-go areas. The head of WHO's Communicable Diseases Program, David Heyman, says people should postpone all but essential travel to these places. The head of WHO's Communicable Diseases Program, David Heyman, says people should postpone all but essential travel to these places.
This is because in these areas the outbreaks are going on, they're increasing rapidly, and we're not able to do the assessment to make sure that these places are safe. In fact, the assessment shows that these places might be of concern to travelers. And that assessment, as you remember, is based on the magnitude of the outbreak, the local transmission pattern, and whether or not there are cases of disease being exported from that area.
Dr. Heyman says the epidemic appears to have peaked in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Toronto. He says these places are showing a steady decrease in cases and fewer cases of local transmission. At the same time, he says 10 other countries, including Vietnam, Brazil, South Africa, and Thailand, have not had a new case of SARS in 20 days, which is 2 times the incubation period. He says China is making remarkable progress in coming to grips with the disease. Nevertheless, he acknowledges that China remains an area of great concern. The World Health Organization reports the worldwide fatality rate from SARS has nearly doubled from 6% when the epidemic first started. Dr. Heyman adds that death rates from the disease differ widely, from below 1% among young, healthy people to more than 50% among people older than 65.
What we're seeing now is an epidemic which has gone from reasonably healthy, young, working populations to populations which are more representative of the general public, including the elderly, who many times have pre-existing health conditions. So we've seen that the case fatality rate has increased as the epidemic has continued, the overall case fatality rate, which we now quote at 14% to 15%.
In another sign of WHO's concern about the spread of SARS, the organization is barring certain people from attending its annual World Health Assembly, which begins on May 19th. Dr. Heyman says WHO has informed ministries of health around the world that participants should not come to the assembly in Geneva if they have had contact with a SARS case or have been in a hospital that has had a SARS case in the last 10 days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.